I was going to receive.
Then you had a celebration during the day of Holy Communion.
And we had a big celebration, and that same day, John and I received the sacrament of confirmation, so it was a double celebration.
You got all new clothes and all dressed up for it.
Well, that was one time that I remember getting all new clothes, and that was a rare privilege in the family. And Mother, I'm sure, made it at a great sacrifice for all of us. She also made my first communion dress and smocked it herself. I'm not sure it was.
Do you have any memories of Granny?
Yes, I remember Granny very definitely at the time of her last illness, after her 75th birthday. I remember one day after school going up to see her and asking her how she was. And she said that she had felt much better. And we whispered and asked her if she had any extra pennies. We used to get pennies from her for candy in school. And she told us that Mother had all the money then, but she would see if she could get us some. And by the next day, she had a penny for each of us to go to school with. At the time of a grandmother's death, I remember we used to go up to her room and kneel down around her bed where she was, and we all said the rosary together. And the day that she was laid out, Mother had us all dressed in our first communion dresses because she said it should be a happy occasion and not a sad one, the fact that Granny was now in heaven.
Do you remember any advice Mother gave you or help she was in that way?
Yes, as a child and until later years, I had a real fear of death and people and dead people. And I can remember Mother definitely taking me in to see Granny and telling me that it was nothing to fear, that it was the living I should fear. She did the same thing at the time Aunt Sally died, and I was in high school, but I was very much afraid even at that time. And it wasn't really until I was in the convent some time that I lost the fear, and I think I lost it to Mother's help, because she imprinted so deeply on my mind that it was something to be grateful for and not to be afraid of.
Did Mother have any influence on your vocation, do you think?
Yes, I would say Mother had a definite influence on my vocation as a sister, and she was a big help in helping me to decide, because I was most undecided in the fact that everybody else in the family had gone to religion, and there wasn't any break, but I mean, no one had been married yet, and it seemed that it was just the thing we were to do, and I was afraid that if I went, I was only going because it was the thing to do. But Mother told me that I should try it, and if it was what God wanted, I would stay. And if it wasn't, God would let me know. And also that helped me to be sure of it. Winifred became engaged at the time, so I was sure somebody was going to break the trend and not enter religion. And I was a little bit more sure in that line. And Mother wanted me to go in nursing, though, first. She thought that I would be a bigger help to the community if I was a nurse. But she told me again, if it was what God wanted, that's what I should do.
Well, do you remember when you told Mother that you definitely made up your mind, what she said?
Yes, I told Mother at Christmas time of junior year in high school that I went in to see her one night when she was alone, and I told her that I thought I wanted to be a sister, but I wasn't too sure what kind, but I knew it wasn't a Sister Immaculate Heart, but I wasn't too sure whether it was St. Joseph's or Sisters of Mercy. And since I had 2 years to wait, Mother told me that she would pray with me and pray for me, and told me that God would let me know in time, and he did.
Well, how did you decide on Mercy instead of Immaculate Heart?
I think it was through the influence of the Sisters of Mercy in West Catholic. They were what I called an ideal, they were ideal sisters in every way. And I think Sister Mary Agnes was the real influence of the Holy Ghost as far as Sister Mercy went, because she was everything that I thought a Sister Mercy should be and what I would want my life to be.
Did she teach you?
And Sister taught me as a freshman, and then she was changed later to Hallahan, but I used to see her frequently. Although she never definitely asked me or ever tried to urge me, in fact, she tried to dissuade me.
What did Mother say when you told her you decided on Mercy?
Mother was a little surprised, I think, because we hadn't had too many dealings with Sisters of Mercy, but she encouraged me and told me that if I really thought it's what God wanted, it was what she wanted. And at the time, my health hadn't been too good, and I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to go. But again, Mother said that we would pray together, and I know she did, and that was the thing that proved my vocation.
What did Dad say when you told him?
When I told Dad, he said that